Blog Talk Radio.
Tragic story to say we could be 0-5 right now, but thank goodness for the Browns kicker. The Dolphins are struggling, folks. What else can I say? I'm a huge, the biggest fan around, biggest fan they could be, and yet my Dolphins look like they're in trouble, man. They're 0-1-4. You got Pittsburgh coming up this week. It's going to be a tough matchup. Big Ben, Antonio Brown, the defense, Le'Veon Bell. It's going to be a tough week for my defense. We have Tannehill. I mean, I don't know how the coach comes out and says he's going to be my quarterback throughout the rest of the season when he hasn't performed well enough to. He hasn't performed well enough to be a quarterback in the league at all. I'm ready to see Matt Moore. I'm ready to see a young boy, Dowdy. Let's see what he can do. Tannehill, he just no pocket presence, no development over the last 5 years. He's got a few coaches fired. Offensive coordinators have lost their job because of this guy. And I'm anxious to know. Well, I'll make this for this to be the last season of him behind the quarterback, behind the center. This is big news this week is Colin Kaepernick will get to start this week against he gets to start this weekend for the 49ers. That's impressive because, as you know, last time we heard from Kaepernick, he has an afro on the sideline, kneeling during the Pledge of Allegiance or the National Anthem. So they travel all the way to Buffalo, New York, to play the Buffalo Bills, and we'll see what kind of difference Colin Kaepernick can make because Blaine Gabbert isn't getting it done. Colin Kaepernick has been there before, and it's interesting. It will be interesting to see how he develops going into the game against the Buffalo Bills. Also, Cam Newton didn't play. He took the big hit against the Falcons a couple weeks ago, went into the concussion protocol, and ended up not being able to play on Monday night as they played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It was surprised to see that he wasn't in the game. Doctors suggest he's not even being in the building. So the Buccaneers barely won the game. They won it by 3 points. And the Panthers, they put up a little fight, but without Cam Newton, without their bell call, I mean, what else could you expect? You didn't expect them to put on that huge of a performance. Nonetheless, without Cam Newton, the Panthers got beat by 3 points. So imagine if he had the league's MVP, what type of game that would be. And the Buccaneers should be hopeful and thankful that they got out of there with the W that they did. Tom Brady is back, folks. He's back for the hated Patsies, but he's in mid-season form. He came out, threw over 300 yards, threw three touchdown passes to Martellus Bennett. The ex-Miami Dolphin, Chris Hogan, is now catching deep passes. I believe he had two for over 40 yards for the New England Patriots, and that's just what they do. They take these no-name receivers and they make them big-time players, and we see it again. We see it going down. More importantly, they have found that second receiver on the opposite end of Gronkowski, excuse me. We know Gronkowski can block. We know he's a big part of their passing game. Now they have that clone to Aaron Hernandez that they had a few years ago on the other side of the ball, who can block, catch routes, run good routes, get out in the open, and then make something happen with the ball when it gets out in the open. So Martellus Bennett, he's reaping the rewards of having Gronk on the other side. I'm reaping the rewards of having him on my fantasy team. And Tom Brady is reaping the rewards of having two tight ends that they can throw to. Plus, they have those little receivers who are quick as daylight, who get out in the open and can make plays happen. So New England, as usual, Bill Belichick has these guys doing things that the rest of the NFL just wish they could do. And the Vikings just keep on rolling. I like the sound of that. Minnesota goes 5-0 as they beat up on the Texans. And Sam Bradford continues to impress. Some even have Sam Bradford in the early stages of vying for MVP because of the difference that he's made with the Minnesota Vikings. And they just keep on rolling. Sadly to say, I'm in the great, great town, the beautiful city of San Diego. However, I'm going to get out of here as quickly as I can because I don't want to become known as a loser like these guys are. The San Diego Chargers, they're just a bunch of bums. The Bolts fizzle out against their rival. They had the Raiders. The Raiders had them, they had the Raiders down, yet they let the Raiders back in the game. The Raiders went for it a couple times. Carr, so Crabtree is a great matchup. Carr to Amari Cooper is even a better matchup. So I understand how it could be hard for the Chargers to stop them. Yet again, they lose the game. They lose the game late by a missed field goal. And Phillip Rivers over there mouthing off, are we the bad news bears? Yes, they are. May as well be. So Cleveland, he didn't tune in this week. Actually, he had another favorable week. We tied up 7-for-7, 50% on the picks. However, he had two picks against the spread better than me, my one pick, so he won for the week. Against the spread, I won the points against the spread. New England won, and Pittsburgh won, giving me 7 points to his Pittsburgh and New England pick of 6 points. Tough week overall. What I learned from last weekend, Cowboys are cashing in on the young rookies. Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, they're playing big-time football. Cowboys are 4-1, I believe. With Dak Prescott not throwing the interception, Ezekiel Elliott goes for 140-plus yards, and the yard per carry are just gradually increasing each week. And he's goes from 2 yards to 8 yards a carry last week. It was just truly impressive. He's fully in line for Rookie of the Year, and the rookies are leading the Cowboys to the playoffs, believe it or not. Also, we know that now the Vikings are a real deal. 5-0, beat some good teams. They got another tough game coming up this week, but the Minnesota Vikings are playing great football, tough defensive-minded football, and with Sam Bradford doing just enough to get by on the offensive end, not creating any turnovers, he's staying healthy. So that's pretty impressive. They are on a bye this week, but Minnesota Vikings have to be happy and proud of what's going on there. We also have – We also have a couple great games to look forward to this week. And the games that we have is the Falcons play the Seahawks. We have KC playing the Raiders, and we have Cowboys at the Packers. So either one of those games are good games to watch. You can tell your wife to leave it on. I don't know what happened. The show's on or not, I don't know. Waiting for the whole thing. Yeah, folks, this is me. I don't know what happened, but I'm lost. We're here. Sorry, folks, about the delay, technical difficulties that we're having here. But the big games that we have coming up this week is obviously the San Francisco 49ers playing against the Buffalo Bills. We'll see how that game transpires and Colin Kaepernick performs. We also have the Falcons versus the Seahawks. Dan Quinn going back home to Seattle, where he got his claim to fame by winning the Super Bowl and building that defense. Let's see what the defense he's able to bring to Seattle in the Falcons. And we also have KC playing the Raiders, a division rival. KC, everybody thought we'll win this division easily, but the Raiders have proven that they still that they want to fight for this title, that they can, even though they're together, that they can win. And we have the Cowboys playing against the Packers, and we'll see how these young boys perform in a situation where they are playing against some veterans in the Green Bay Packers. Cowboys are still kind of steamed from a few years ago getting robbed in the playoffs against the Packers. Let's see how the Packers perform. I'm going with the Green Bay Packers to win this game, but it'll be interesting to see how the young boys perform. And then I want to see how the Rams perform. The Rams didn't look so great last week against Buffalo, but can they perform well against the Detroit Lions? The Eagles have the Redskins. How can they bounce back after a loss? And then we also have the Eagles playing the Lions and the Raiders, as we talked about, playing the Kansas City Chiefs. So those are some of the big games I'm looking up. Looking forward to this season or this week is the Falcons and the Seahawks, KC and the Chiefs, and the Cowboys and the Packers. We'll see how those games turn out. Also interesting this week, since your boy can't get a job as a defensive tackle for the Dallas Cowboys, he wants to try MMA. And Jay Glazer votes against it. I don't understand why he votes against it, but he decides to vote against it. That's an interesting tactic to me. I say, man, if he can compete, let him compete. And if not, if he can't compete, he'll get beat up and he won't want to compete. So I say let the man compete. That's an interesting move. Also, we talked about the two tight end offenses back in effect and the Rams offense. I wonder, it should be about time for the number one pick of the league, of the offseason, the draft, to get some starting time. Goff, I'm looking at you, buddy. You need to be getting some starting time here right away. You should be on the ball behind the center because this offense is struggling and they need somebody, a quarterback, to get the job done. And surprisingly enough, they are able to win some games without a quarterback, but they need a quarterback to actually move the ball. So I like to see Goff in the game. And I don't know how a coach comes out and says this before the season is up in week five, I should say, that one player, quarterback in particular, is his quarterback all the way through the remainder of the season. Doesn't make sense to me how you make that proclamation when the quarterback has done nothing but struggle all during the offseason and during the first 5 weeks of this season. How can you make the proclamation? Shouldn't everybody continue to be evaluated? Some changes need to be made if that's what you deem necessary. Because with the team performing as they have been, some changes should be made, in particular the quarterback spot. And I don't get why any changes haven't been made. But some changes haven't been made, but yeah, some changes need to be made, in particular the quarterback. They need more time on the defense needs more time on the sideline. The offense needs more time on the ball. The Miami Dolphins has the most amount of three and outs, more three and outs than anybody else this season. That's on the quarterback play. That's on the quarterback. They have more balls batted down than any quarterback in the league. That's on the quarterback. Slide your feet, move around, find time, find that throwing lane. Right now, this guy isn't doing it, and he's costing us wins. He's costing us dummies. I don't understand why he has not been benched. It's about that time. So maybe next week we'll see what he can do. And I'm tired of this losing, but maybe we'll see coach is going to do it. Has he had enough? Is he still trying to milk it? I don't get it. But it'd be nice to see him make some changes. It'd be nice to get a W that the guy earned. It would really be nice to see these guys get a W, and it would be nice that the quarterback earned the W for them versus the defense making big plays or the special team making big plays. So we were in this game against the Tennessee Titans. The quarterback ran for a couple first downs and would really hurt us, but our quarterback can't throw for first down, can't rush for first down, and he looks really challenged out there, and I'm about ready to go a different direction. However, he is our guy, and I'm a Miami Dolphins fan for life, as I have been. That's a challenge I'm facing. I got my confidence picks. I picked them last week. I have confidence in them winning their game at one point. Pittsburgh had 2 points. I did win that one. Philadelphia had 3 points of confidence in them winning. Denver had 4 points of confidence in them winning. Philadelphia and Denver lost. And then the New England Patriots did win, they got 5 points. The New England Patriots for Cleveland got him 5 points. Baltimore, Denver, Philadelphia all lost. And he had Pittsburgh 1 point since the game. So I won that week in the confidence pick, 6 out of 7. And I'm currently leading 36 out of 30. And that's my 36 is 50%.
the 30 is 50% for Cleveland. For whatever reason, man, with chance, we're out of issues. I can't get Cleveland on the horn. I can't hear Cleveland. He claims he's talking. But I can't hear him at all. And hopefully he chimes in before the end of the show. Hopefully he can get in here. I don't know what the issue is. Like I say, Kaepernick is starting this week. That's going to be interesting. That's going to be a great game to see him come back. And the Oakland Raiders, man, they're very impressive. I can say the Atlanta Falcons beating up on the Denver Broncos, who's very impressive. They went to Denver and won. Now they're going, this week they're going to the Northwest, and let's see if they get it up. It's a long flight. That'll be a long flight home if they. If they lose, but it'll be a short flight if they get the W. Let's see how they respond after a big win in Denver, being the Super Bowl champs. How they beat the other team who competed in the Super Bowl not too long ago, a couple years ago. LA, other than Carolina lost to the Buccaneers. LA lost to the Bills. Cincinnati got housed by the Cowboys. Philadelphia got upset by the Detroit Lions. And Baltimore got upset by the Redskins. We don't know how that's going to end up. But we'll see if it'll be interesting to see if the Lions can come back from. It'll be interesting to see if the Eagles can come back from their loss. They'll play the Redskins this week, so that'll be a nice divisional game. I'm interested in seeing the Colts and the Titans. That's interdivisional game. I have the Colts. Cleveland has the Texans, winning this game. And the Cardinals. I have the Cardinals as well, beating the Vikings on Monday Night Football. We'll see how it comes out. Hopefully, my Dolphins can pull the upset. It's going to have to be a wet day. We're going to have to let the track down to slow down the Pittsburgh Steelers, but whatever we got to do, let the grass go, water down the track, slow down the Pittsburgh Steelers. One thing with that is they do have Le'Veon Bell, who's also a good bad weather runner, so that's not going to save us much, but we got to do whatever we can to slow down Le'Veon Bell and Pittsburgh Steelers. It'd be nice if we had drafted. I every time I see Devontae Parker, I see a linebacker that we needed, and I see a whole line that we needed in that pick right there. We did not need a receiver, not that year. We need an O line and linebacker help. And this guy, with his 5 catches all season long, I gladly trade him in for a linebacker that can make some plays or offensive line and can block somebody. Nonetheless, that's who they picked up. This has been a tough show, guys. I'm going through some technical difficulties. Really want my guy here to call in. I can't seem to patch him in here. Even if I called in, or